just a few days after having the feast of St. Mary Magdalene, we now have the feast of her sister, St. Martha. And it is that showing truly that there are the two vocations that are there pointed out to us in these two holy women, one of the contemplative and one of the more active life. Martha, of course, embraced that active life, and by comparison, Mary Magdalene, she had the contemplative by our Lord's feet, which our Lord tells Martha, and oftentimes it gets mistaken as to be understood. Our Lord tells her when she speaks of how Mary hasn't helped her in any way preparing the meal for our Lord when he came to visit the house, and our Lord says that she has chosen the better part and it shall not be taken from her. It's oftentimes mistaken that our Lord is sort of rebuking Martha, that to make it seem that everybody should be sitting there at our Lord's feet. No, that's not what our Lord meant at all. In fact, everything that Martha was doing was necessary and very good and very pleasing to our Lord. It was just to say that Mary had that special vocation in her life to be there contemplating the things of our Lord, while Martha had a different and important vocation to be the one taking care of those necessary works, and that through those works, she in turn would sanctify herself. Now, this would continue on for all of her life, that she would embrace this understanding from our Lord. As we talked about last Sunday, the whole family was put on a boat during the time of the persecution of the Christians without a rudder or without a sail, and they were left adrift, and Providence arranged them to arrive in southern France. And upon arriving there, Mary and Martha took up two different vocations. Mary Magdalene was in the cave. She was in that quiet solitude of prayer and contemplation for most of her day. Martha, on the other hand, she formed essentially what could be looked at as almost a first religious life without having habits and things like that, because of course the religious orders weren't formed yet by that time early in the church. But she had instructed many young ladies in the ways of the teachings of our Lord and brought them to this holy life that she as well embraced. And they spent most of their days going about and not only instructing other people and assisting the clergy of the church, but moreover, they went about their days taking care of the poor and the sick by these active works of charity. Now, while the good works were a large part of her daily life and her vocation, it is not to be misunderstood that Martha only did, of course, the active work. No, every active work must be combined with a contemplative side to it. Martha, for her part, it said that 100 times in a day, every day, she would fall upon her knees and offer prayer throughout the day. That regularly she would break it up and spend even just that moment in time to raise her heart, mind, and soul up to God in the way of prayer, and again on her knees in the way of sacrifice, to maintain the spiritual side along with the active works. It is also said of her that keeping up this whole entire this life of service to the church and to souls was one that was so pleasing to our Lord that she was given an extraordinary grace towards the end of her life, that a year before she died, she was made known the very day and time in which she would die. So she had that to look forward to reuniting with our Lord, and regularly would tell him in her prayers that she longed for nothing more than to be reunited with him in paradise again. 8 days before she died, she received another extraordinary gift in which even though she lived in a different place than her sister, she saw Mary being accompanied and lifted up by a host of angels and brought into heaven. And it was at that very moment that Mary Magdalene had herself gone to her eternal reward. And 8 days following, of course, it was Martha's turn to be reunited with not only her sister, but also her master in heaven. Martha pleased our Lord very greatly by her lifestyle and all of the works that she did, and having that and is that sort of first realization of what would so long later be known by the name of the little way of Saint Therese, that through everything in our life we can sanctify ourselves, through every little action done for the love of God, it is a means to grow in holiness and sanctity. Moreover, we know that our Lord was extraordinarily pleased by her throughout her life, because unlike Mary Magdalene, she had remained faithful all the way through. She had never wavered in her love and service of God. And you have that dichotomy of the two of them, the one who was to be contemplative, but also to be the penitent who had turned away from a sinful past, and the one who had remained faithful her whole life long and was to embody the work necessary to support the church and to support the souls who were being converted throughout the land in the way of Martha. One cannot exist without the other. Both are truly necessary in the world, and both parts are necessary in our day throughout, for each and every single one of us. Prayer and works together, sanctifying ourselves in that way of service of God. May God bless you, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.